From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Teachers' unions have been slow to embrace Governor Ron DeSantis' proposal for pay increases. That skepticism continued yesterday as DeSantis rolled out a new plan for teacher and principal bonuses to reward performance. Carla Hernandez-Matz is president of United Teachers of Dade. She wonders how lawmakers will come up with the money.
We have State Senator Manny Diaz from Miami, and he's proposing bills to take away education funding through tax exemption, property taxes for the elderly. So you have a senator that's talking about taking away funding for education, and you have a governor that's talking about increasing funding for education, and we really don't know where this is coming from.
She's referring to a constitutional amendment proposed by State Senator Manny Diaz Jr., who's from Hialeah and chairs the Senate Education Committee. His plan would cap school property taxes for people 65 and older who have owned their homes for at least 25 years. The estimated price tag for DeSantis' teacher salary and bonus proposals is nearly $1 billion. Republican leaders in both houses of the state legislature have questioned whether the state can afford it. Front and center on WLRN's homepage this morning, Alexa, can police access my recordings? A South Florida criminal case raises questions about smart speakers. That story and much more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.